You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So in other words, he's learning pshat, which he'll question later on. The Tosis is saying to me, "Chayv dalams b'shtram, you need an akirin anoch." But who says the akirin anoch has to be rishus arabim? He's going to bring later Rashi. Erevin then holds that way that you need chayv dalams rishus arabim, you need akirin anoch, but doesn't necessarily mean that akir has to be the rishus arabim or the anoch. Now he says the Rashba argues, "Chayv b'rash b'sham, Rashba and Erevin." It's more like common sense. The Rashi holds, you have to oiker the object in the Rishus Aram and place it down in Rishus Aram. Now he brings a fascinating Meiri. Chesed in this Meiri the Sukkah. He brings the Meiri in Sukkah. There's a beautiful kash, Rashi and Tosfos kash, where he says, the Kosav, Adam b'Shas, the rule of Baruch is Shabbos. Lulav is not doing Shabbos. Gzeirah Shem Yedal Ramas Pishas Arab. The reason why Rabbanim Magoizah, Lulav, three things, right? Lulav, Megillah, and Shofar, and Shabbos, Gzeirah Shem Yedal Ramas Pishas Arab. It was a bucky, and you're going to carry it to the Chacham to teach you. It's a Mur Rashi Vittas. Rashi Vittas says, why did the Gmar say Dal Ramas Pishas Arab? Namailo Kamashem Yitzhen, which say Yachal, which is Arabim. Rashi and Tosis Kash. Why did Mari ask, say the Gzeir is you carry from Shusayach to Shusarab? Why did Mari have to say Dalar Amis to Shusarab? That's the Kasha. Because Pasha, you're going to take it from your house. You take it from your house to the Shusarab. Shusayach to Shusarab. Because of Miri, Zelashon. So Miri gives it to Eretz. Zelashon. Whoops. Because of Miri, Babashon Titzaba. This makes sense. The Miri says from the Gedolei Mefarshim, the Gzeir is you pick it up from your house and carry it out. That's the normal thing. You take it from your house to the Chacham's house and carry it through the Rosh Hashanah. The King named Nich Rosh Hashanah. And since you're not placing it down, Rosh Hashanah, ain't got no chibur sabach yivachnas lechiyav havara. The yichayef for carrying dalar amis Rosh Hashanah. Zok the Meri Yirida, yishchiyav havara zechanoch nakir. Ay to bichayef dalar amis Rosh Hashanah, you need a noch nakir. You have to uproot it and place it down. Yachar shikar Rosh Hashanah zu, shiyach zu, herabas beizu lezu chayev. So the Meiri says this principle. That to be chai for dalan amis b'shus arabim, you don't need akirin with shus arabim or the anoch. So that is dalan amis b'shus arabim because you're carrying it dalan amis b'shus arabim. You're picking it up in your house, placing it down in the chacham's house. So akirin anocha, but you're chayev for mavir dalan amis b'shus arabim.
That doesn't make any sense to me. If you're continuing to, because if you're continuing to walk without putting it down. So it's the same thing which is a dalar amis b'shus arabim. You're also continuing to walk. No. Really, dalar amis b'shus arabim is really very much the same as hotzor and hakrasa. Yeah.
No, when you continue to walk, it's not akira anoch. You're going like Ben Hazai. Walking is not akira anoch.
Right, exactly what I'm saying. So how does it make a difference? Why would you be over dalar amis b'shus arabim if you're not overtaking from Rishus Ayachid to Rishus Ayachid, there
in place, you can't be chayv to Rishus Ayachid to Rishus Arabim because he didn't make Hanoch of Rishus Arab. To be chayv Akira for Rishus Ayachid to Rishus Arab, you have to do the Akira in Rishus Ayachid and Hanoch in Rishus Arab. But to be chayv Dalar Amis Rishus Arabim, says the Meiri and Rabbi Kivagan and that Tosin Erevin, you don't need Akira and Hanoch, it should be in the Rishus Arab. And now he brings Tosin Shabbos.
You mean you could have the Akira in Rishus Ayachid And right. You can still be over in Dalet Amos, Mishnas Harav.
That's what we're saying. That's exactly right. Miri says is that Yechai for Dalet Amos, Mishnas Harav, even though the Akim Danach was not in Mishnas Harav. Yechai for Dalet Amos, Mishnas Harav. Yechai for Utsah, indeed, Akira should be in Mishnas Harav. Danach should be in Mishnas Harav. But here there was no Hanach in Mishnas Harav. But Yechai for Dalet Amos, Mishnas Harav, you know, indeed, the Akira should be in Mishnas Harav, more than Hanach. And he brings Tyson Shabbos. Listening, Nami Moshe Umavir. Moshe says, why didn't it say Moshe Umavir? Taisus just says there. Sam couldn't believe it. Taisus says Mavir. There's no such Gemara. The Yechayv Mavir. It's more like this Shita. The Akiva Noch, the Mavin Shashia Bar Shusam Dafka, if you okay, even though you lifted it up in the Shusayach, place it down, Bem Shusam, there Bam Shusam Chayv, Bam Zemi Kamaduch. And now we're going to go on a tremendous search. Only Rabbi Nachum Zemba could do. Let's start with the singing.
Why aren't we afraid that he's going to do it on Shabbos anyway?
Do what on Shabbos?
Carry his lulav, carry a shofar.
That's why we don't allow to carry a shofar on Shabbos.
Right, but let's be worried that he's going to do it on Shabbos anyway.
No, the only reason you do it is because you have the mitzvah, you're worried about the mitzvah, so you get excited, I don't know how to do the menuhim, I'll run to a chacham to learn how to do the mitzvah.
Yeah, so tomorrow's going to be Yantif, he's going to take it on Shabbos and take it there.
You're not worried about tomorrow on Shabbos.
Why?
Because it's tomorrow, tomorrow you'll take care of it. On Shabbos.
But he wants to be prepared for it. So he's going to do it on Shabbos. So go ahead.
He'll only do it if he's
sure to take care of it.
Excited about the mitzvah. Tomorrow.
Yeah, he's excited. That's why he's going to do it.
Yeah, he won't do it for tomorrow.
How do you know?
Tremendous kasha. Okay. If you think it's a kasha,
yeah, I think it's the same person that you're worried about that he's going to
kill. It's Shabbos. That's why he's not going to do it. It's Shabbos.
Yeah, but he's not afraid. He doesn't worry about Shabbos. That's why
he worries about Shabbos tomorrow. Basically.
He's not worried about Shabbos.
He is worried about Shabbos if there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah makes him forget Shabbos. Okay.
I don't see the difference between.
Okay, it's Yitzchak. You can't argue common sense. You know, if you don't see it, I'm with you. I see. By mixers. Now we have a great Gemara in Sukkos. Haydisnan Hagoyniv Kis B'Shabbos. Classic kiss. Hagoyniv kis b'Shabbos. So if you lift it up in the Rishus Yagidi Chayfa Gemeiva before Shabbos, you know, to say Kimblei Midrav Minei, the Chi of Mammon and the Chi of Mis has to come simultaneously. They have to come together. So it says Hagoyniv kis b'Shabbos. So Magaravi Yotzei, if you're pulling it out, Potter, she's a Gemeiva, she's a Shabbos Mankech. If you picked it up, so you chayv a gneiva, because if you pick up a gneiva, even with shus of the nignav, you chayv. But if you're rolling it out, so you didn't do hagbah, so at the same time, you chayv for shabbos, when the object goes in the rishus harabim, you chayv for gneiva. Potter, she said, gneiva is a shabbos mangel. So the mar is a great kashim. Uporich, the afkalei, where did he take it out? Afkalei, mamanav shabbos. Eilur Shusarabim says the Isa Hutsa. He carried from Shusyal Dushab. He's a Shabbos, he's a Gneva Lekha. There's no Isa Gneva because Mashiach is not kind of Shusarab. To be kind of Mashiach, you can't reap most. I'm a Rome, we hold. It doesn't work in Shusarab Mashiach. So Eilur Shusayachid, so then it is Mashiach, there's no Isa Shabbos. He's a Gneva, he's a Shabbos Lekha. The Gemara says, I have a problem. Mamanoshach. The Mishnah says, if you're rolling it out, so Easter Shabbos and Gneiva come simultaneously. Mamanoshach. If you rolled it to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's a Chiyuv Hotzah, there's no Easter Gneiva because you didn't make a Kenyan. There's no Hagbah, there's no Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And if you rolled it into Rosh Hashanah Yotzah, there's no Easter Shabbos. We need a case that the Shabbos and Gneiva can come simultaneously. Easter Gneiva is Shabbos like Yunshah. So look at the kasha, the shita mekubetzes. The tama, the shita mekubetzes is a kasha. Amaylo meshane. Why did the Gemara answer? Dafki Rishusayachid derech Rishusarab. He took it from Rishusayachid derech Rishusarab. So guess what? The same moment he stopped in the Rishus HaYachid, the Mahanacha Rishus HaYachid, Ba'in Shnei HaChiyuvim, the name of the Shabbos, the Vazachas. That's the Shita's Kashi. One thing my answer, he rolled it. He was Megar V'yotzei, Rishus HaYachid, to Rishus HaYachid, through Rishus HaRabim. So the Hanacha Rishus HaYachid, when he places it down Rishus HaYachid, Ba'in Shnei HaChiyuvim, the name of the Shabbos, the Vazachas. So simultaneously, you have the chi of Shabbos from rolling it to Rishus HaYachid through Rishus HaRabim, and the Issa of Gneva because you have Mashicha in the Rishus HaYachid. So the Tiretz the Mischayim Miyad. The Tiretz the Mischayim Miyad. He answers that you're Mechayim Miyad. What does it mean, Mechayim Miyad? What does the Shita mean? The Kavanasa, said Rabbi Menachem Zem. The Bali Anach Rishus HaRabim Hare Pater. See, Mischai Biyad, he's learning the Shita means that if you don't place it down, Rishus HaRabim to be Pater. And if you place it down, Rav Kodim Yisrael Shabbos. So in other words, the Shita is asking, it's answering the Mischai Biyad. Means when you placed it down, Rishus HaRabim. If you didn't place it down, Rishus HaRabim, then you wouldn't be Chayav. Because there's no such thing as rolling something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through Rishus HaRabim. But he says, Amnam, that's good if you don't hold like Tosfos. Lefi divrei Tosfos. So the Menachem Zemba asks, the Kasha of the Sheet of Mubesis comes back. According to Tosfos, that we just learned that Bechayv Dalam Rishus HaRabim, you don't have to pick it up or place it down Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Chayv Kasha. So the question now comes back, the Shita's Kasha, the Lukma Pekai Gavna, the Boim Kachas. So this is his question. He's going to give some fascinating answers. Again, rabbis, this is the Kasha of the Shita Mekubetzis. And he says, well, the answer of the Shita only works if you only hold, if you chayv, if you place it down in Rishus HaRabim. But Tosfos says, you chayv, if you carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through Rishus HaRabim. So if you roll it, from Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So when you roll it in that second Rishus HaYachid, Issa Gneva and Issa Shabbos comes simultaneously. So why did the Gemara answer that? Why did the Gemara answer that? So the Shita answers, because you only b'chai for Shabbos if you did the Hanoch and Rishus HaRabim. But you see in Tosfos it's not that way. So why did the Gemara answer that? So he says, very fascinating, he's very fascinating, Rambam. First answer, Adinei B'Shabbos, this is Gemara Daf Ches. Remember we had the case of the pole that you don't roll it, you turn it over and over, that Hazir Zedekani. That's Gemara Ches Amin Beis, Zir Zedekani. Ramazakfei L'machayev, Ada'oka L'kulei. If you take a stick and you keep on turning it over, not rolling it, you take a stick and you turn it over and over. You're only chayv if you pick it up and place it down. So Tosfos says, why is that different than rolling? Why is it different than carrying a stick, not carrying the stick, turning over a stick, head, you know, from top to bottom, turning it over. Why is rolling? The Gemara says in Ksubis, the Mishnah in Ksubis, if you roll it, you chayv for Shabbos, so why is that difference than turning over a stick, the Lavi Akirusha? So Tosfos answers, that's Tosfos Kasha, is mechayv between rolling and Rama V'Zakfeh. Rolling is called an Akirin Anacha, but not taking a stick and turning it over. That's Tosfos answer. But he says it's a very fascinating Rambam. I'm not used to be Chadush Yahamach because of our Chadush. Zelushayim. To answer Tosfos' question, what's the difference between rolling an object that we see in Ksibus, it's called Akirin Anocha, and turning over a stick head to toe? Reason it's Abshem Agadva. Ishani Motzi Rishus Rishus, the Akiris Arshus Akiril Machayiva. He makes a chilek between Dalar Amis Rishus Rabim and when you carry from one Rishus to the other. Kamanasa Mavu. The other Shabbos and Avches, but we say Lo Haba Akira Mishum Lo Biakula. My Rav Dalam Sushus Aram. That Gemara is speaking Dalam Sushus Aram. So that's how you put it. You didn't lift it up or placed it down. Hakol b'shus echad. Okay, now they care about kulam. Kulam in kama. Ukai gami 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 lava kira. Ein achinami. Rolling something which is a rabbin, that wouldn't be called an akira. Motsu which is a shus. But if you carry from one rushes to the other, kevi jesba is akira mishur shayabam. Lavina klal akira b'agba, a different kind of akira. For carrying from one rushes to another, so rolling is enough of an akira. But in rushes a rabbin, since it's in the same rushes, you need a real akira. That's what Ramban says. To Magarish like be a cool of Chayev. What an interesting Chiddush. The Yesh, second column, the Yesh, Tregam the Akiris. So Ramban is Machadish, the difference in Akira, the same in Rishus Aram. The case of the stick is in Rishus Aram. So you need a real Akira. Just turn the stick over. From Rishus Aram.
There's an echo. I can't hear a word now.
Who's this noise?
I don't know.
Is that somebody's phone or me?
I think it's by you, Rabbi. The microphone is very poor. It sounds like a phone going out already. It's sort of trembling.
Let me see. Ready to mute video? Why is it so? You say my sound is not working well. I don't see why though.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Video mute. Is it better now?
Try again, and now we're hearing you.
I heard there was some noise. Something happened. So anyway, we just learned the Ramban. That makes a chiluk between carrying from one rishus to the other. You don't need a full-fledged hagbah. You can roll it or turn the stick over. The Ramban is saying there's no difference between rolling and turning a stick over and over. The difference is, if it's dalaram, rishus harabim, there you need a real akira because you're not bringing it from one rishus to the other. I know Tzvi, I know you hold, some hold, dalaram is also like one rishus to the other. You bring it from, you know, out of Dalaramas.
That's what I was trying to say before.
I know you. I know you're late.
Dalaram.
But the Ramban.
But now I'm accepting what you're saying. I get used to it.
Ramban is saying a total interesting thing. So, Omna Mirabar. So now he says the Menachem Zem is something very illogical. Omna Mirabar, the fifth line in the second column. Hey, must I have Akiris Rishus Akira? What is Akiris Rishus Akira? When you chayev for that akiris rishus, akim achiv bas zeh shusiyah yabo motzim shusiyah lushan. In other words, if I'm carrying from shusiyah lushusarab, so I did the akirin shusiyah, and I'm nachum shusarab, so I'm chayev for being oker from this rishus shusiyah. The loya zeret shusiyah, loya chiv shakir. So havizatz mogeder akir. In other words, it's helping the akira, the fact that I uprooted it from this rishus, from the rishus ayachid, to the rishus aram that I'm carrying, mashokim rishus ayachid, to mechayiv afdol yakira is agbar. It's not a literal akira. You didn't lift it up. Agbar is kulo. But in our case, rishus ayachid to rishus ayachid, through rishus aram. Now he says, when you carry from rishus ayachid through rishus aram, how are we learning that? We're learning now the chiyuv is dalaram is rishus aram. So on that akira, you won't say that that's akira's rishus. Because you're not chai for carrying from the rishus. See, you rolled something, let's say you rolled something, what kasha the shita was. You rolled it from rishus ayach, rishus ayach through rishus aram. So he says, aval heicha, the loya torah rishus ayach zeh rishus shematzim mena. Like a shavel rishus shematzim. In other words, you lifted it up in rishus ayach. Let's say you lifted it up in rishus aram, it also be chai. You can't learn it's called Akiris Rishus if it doesn't make a difference what Rishus it is. See, if the Chiv is carrying from Rishus Ayachit to Rishus Arabim, so that's called Akiris Rishus. But if your Chiv is carrying Dalarabis, but you need an Akira, so that Akira was done in Rishus Ayachit. So, Nafim lo Rishus Ayachit, maybe you have Akira. But when Hashem Dalarabis, you can't learn some Rishus Ayachit, go to Yerimachit. Nira Baruch. I agree with him. I don't think anyone will argue with this. But Mahani Bazeh, it doesn't help. So this is his teretz to the Shita's kasha. Let's go over the kasha and the teretz. The kasha of the Shita is, the Gemara says in Ksubas, if you rolled it, Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim, Yechayev Shabbos and Gneva Glasachas. So the Gemara says it's impossible. Rishus HaRabim, Gneva, there's no Gneva, there's Shabbos. Rishus HaYachad, there's Gneva, there's no Shabbos. Frek, the Shita Mekubet says, say he rolled it from Rishus HaYachad through Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachad. And then Yechayev Fadalar Amr. The Chiyev comes at the same time when you roll it into the second Rishus Hayachid. So the Nachman Zemba says, but there's no Akiris Rishus. The reason why you wouldn't be Chayev if you roll it, because this Ramban Svara, the only time you don't have to pick it up literally is it's from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Aram. But here the Chiyev is also he articulates beautifully his lumbus. The Shita is the Maire Shamsiv you're rolling it. In game, Hartina. If you came from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, then rolling would be called Akira Hanach. Remember, that was the Ramban. Is rolling called Akira Hanach? Ramban says it's only called Akira Hanach if you came from one Rishus to the other. That's how Rishus Goyer Machiav Shabbat Chayv Megar. That would be a kula. His Agba. Vavakira Sosius. That's my Kira Kedivya Raivatza. But if you say that the Chiyuv is for carrying the Alam's Rishus HaRabim, Avlim Neymar Tzim Shizel Shabbat Dabbis Rishus HaRabim, Im Yan Chiyuv Eim Mepas Hotzom Rishus HaYachid. The Chiyuv is not because you carried it from Rishus HaYachid, the Chiyuv is because you carried it down from Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaYachid is only when you're doing the Akira. Shem Zabrak Ne'avar Islam Rishus HaRabim, El Dabahani Akira Manocha, Bahashtim Achiyuv, Shuv Lamani Bezakir Zavshis. And outside Shem just said Goyer Machiav. So that's why it's a beautiful teretz of Shita's kasha. I'll be not kiris agba. And we are like kiris agba. I call the ma'ir b'motzi. Chiyu mishumat sarushus. Avi akiris sarushus. V'chayv b'mgar b'senach. So that's from Menachem Zemba's beautiful teretz based on the Ramban by Ziza Dekani. That rolling only helps when the chiyuv is carried from one rishus to the other. But here the mishnah's the gemara subis Shita's kasha. Remember going on the Shita's kasha. You rolled it from Rishus HaYachad through Rishus HaRab to Rishus HaYachad. And he's learning that's a chiyuv of Dalar Amis Rishus HaRabim. So their rolling would be chayev. Because rolling is not a real Akira. And you don't have the svar of the Akira Rishus. Even technically, you rolled it from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. But the chiyuv is not because you took it from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. The chiyuv is only dalar amis b'shus harabim, so the rolling it you would be chayv. So you know what he's going to say now, Rabbi saying this is the end. He's going to say there's another pshat in Tosfos that Tosfos and Meiri is not the same. See, we're going to have two pshat, Rabbi saying this is the crux of the shtickle that we're saying now. You can chayv for carrying from b'shus hayachid to b'shus hayachid through b'shus harabim. So till now he's been learning like the Meiri, that the Chiyuv is carrying Dalar Amis Rishus HaRabim. You just don't have to do the Akira Hanach and Rishus HaRabim. But now he's going to bring Ulam Bisponi Vadavar. He's going to say something. It's another reason. Tosfos doesn't mean like the Meiri. Zed Me'achat doesn't mean the Ma'ar B'shechem B'dav Shabbat, the Moshe B'shechem. Remember Tosfos had the Beis and Shabbos. He says, "Meishit umavir mishusayach mishusderach shusah." Rav Hashem de'erid. V'nerid alav dafkan meishit. Elohu adin mavir. So he's going to say it's a new malacha of carrying from shusayach mishusderach shusah. Not like the Meiri. The Chiv is not Dalar Amis Bishas Aram. The Chiv is a new Malacha, just like Maishit. And that's like the Gemara, he said, the first mission in the Avon Barak. You learn out Zarek mi Maishit. Tosis is saying we learn out Mavir from Maishit. So the Chiv is not Dalar Amis Bishas Aram. The Chiv is just like in that Chiv, if your hand from Shisyach to Shisyach to. So if you carry from Shisyach to Shisyach, Now, but it's a big difference. Big difference. That by carrying would be both sides. Difference across the street. By Maishit, it's a little strange. Maishit, remember we said, it's on the same side of the street. But Ma'avir Tosfos says clearly is even different sides of the street. Now, you know what the Nafka Mina Bila Halacha? You need Dalar Amis Shisharab. According to the Meiri, the only Chayev, if you do a Dalar Amis Shisharab, according to this Pshat, you'll be Chayev if it's less than Dalar Amis Shisharab. If you carry from Shisharab to Shisharab, through Shisharab, so then you're Chayev. So, he says, Omar B'Shechel Shisharab Shisharab, Avilu Rochev Shisharab, even across the width. See, Moshit, you'll be Chayev across the length. But Mavir would even be one stride in the street for the other, which is hard to understand. If you're learning out Mavir from Moshit, so it should be the same thing. In other words, by Moshit, it's a malacha handing for Rishas Yachid, to the Rishas Yachid, through Rishas Yachid. But somehow, Shat Mishach Zezu, and Rishas Yachid, Derek Rishas Yachid, Hakob Yachid in the Gedem Malacha. The Chiv is not carrying Dalar Amis Rishon. The Chiv is exactly handing from Rishon Yachid to another Rishon Yachid to Rishon. The Chaim the Mavi, Rishon, ain't a Chiv b'havar Rishon Yachid. The Chiv is not carrying Rishon Yachid like a kol b'yachid, some Rishon Yachid, like Rishon Yachid, like Harris, like the Indian HaMalacha, Shezo Sub Malacha Kozos.
The proof is, even if it's the Malami Asor, you're still chayef for Moshit. So if you're chayef for Moshit, it can't be that this is, it has anything to do with Dalar Amis Mishnah Sarabim. Because Rishav Sarabim only goes up to...
Okay.
Is this making sense? What I'm saying?
You're saying it's Lamal Shisarab, so
Moshit is Lamal Me'asar Tvokim, and you still have
it. Don't forget Tzvi the Gemara and Tzadi Beis. If you're Maver Dalam Shisarab, even Lamal Me'yod Yechayim, remember we have a Masa B'nai Kos. If you're Maver Dalam Shisarab, Lamal Me'yod Yerosach.
No, I agree with that, but it can't be because of Maver Dalam Shisarab that Yechayim for Moshit. Because Moshit Yechayim, even if it's Lamal Me'asar Tvokim. So obviously, it's a special din.
I'm disagreeing with your proof. I'm disagreeing with your proof, but you're right anyway. I mean, you are right. Moshit is a new malach.
Right.
Moshit is a new
malach. I'm trying to prove it.
Moshit. Well, first of all, it doesn't have to be Dalar Amis. If I'm Moshit b'shisayachet or shisayachet through shisarabim, look what he says in the top line here, page 2. Im came out karcha chivalabish.
That's a better proof, even.
Okay, that's. Oh, now I can't go up again. Let's go up. Uh oh, no. My wife do this. She's a genius. Oh, what did I do? Is this page 4 already? Did I go to the next page? Oh boy. Let's skip to another page. Go back. Previous page. No, skip to another page. Previous page. Okay, that page. Yeah, that's good. This is the right page. Why can't I go up and down? Now I'm. Why am I not going up and down? Okay. So, Lamishu is not the So, Rabbi Yisrael, the main point of Menachem Zemba is And there the love dafka Moshe, Mavis Eirav Rach, Chutz Ledara Amos, V'chai Yerusha. Mashma, now he says, Mashma, dafka Moshe, B'shtav Shadar Yerushalayim, Afi Lo Avir Dal Amos, like you're saying, Tzvi, his little knesh, that Moshe, you don't even have to do it, Dal Amos, V'shasarab. Of a Mavir, Shadar Shadar Yerushalayim, by dafka V'shasarab. See, this is mystery. This is mystery. See, now we're getting, this is already here splitting a little bit. He's saying that Tosis is mighty, you need Dalar Amos, but the Chiv is not Dalar Amos. There's a Chiv of carrying, through Shesarab, only if it's Dalar Amos, but
the Chiv is not Dalar Amos.
But the Chiv is not Dalar Amos.
And then
but he still stubbornly says that Avos Adam is a Chiyuv, you need Dalar Amos for a Mavir. But the Chiyuv is not Dalar Amos. Rakot Samish, Siyach, Dachnos, Siyach, Derek, and Shisam Gom. True Dalar Amos. Ahach Kol B'yachar, Uvim Yinam Allah. Why did I get into the world? How did she do that? I got it. Limke, let's skip the brackets. He quotes Masa B'nei Kos. He brings in the brackets, the Rashba. The new Chiv. Ma'avir, Dalet, Mishisiyat, Mishisiyat, Thru, Mishisiyat. Limke, now Yosha Ma'avir, Dech, Mokam, Chiv, Mishisam, Dalams. See, Rabbi say, this sheet of Tosis doesn't hold like the Meiri. To be chay for Dalar Amos, Rosh Hashanah, you got to pick it up and put it down in the Rosh Hashanah. If you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, is a new malacha that you learn out from Moshe. It means Raya, the Tosos, you don't need Dalar Amos.
You need Dalar Amos, you don't need Dalar Amos.
Say, this Tosos seems to say you need Dalar Amos, even though the Chiyuv is not Dalar Amos. You need Dalar Amos because that's a Chosh of a man.
Moshe doesn't need Dalar Amos.
You need Dalar Amos.
But we're learning from Moshe, he's always saying that you need Dalar Amos.
Now, so he's Ma'arich on that, this funny thing. But the basic insight is, now rabbis, if you're going to learn, it's a new malacha of carrying from Shusha Yachad to Shusha Yachad through Shusha Rabim, and it slugs up his answer. So then you have Akiras Yeshuas. Right? If you're going to learn he said, go to the Meiri, there's no Akiras Rishus. When we spoke about the Ramban, Akiras Rishus rolling, so we said, well, the Chiv is Dalar Amos, which is around, there's no Akiras Rishus. But if the Chiv is a new Chiv of rolling from Shusayach to Shusayach through Shusarab, and that's the Chiv, so that should be called Akiras Rishus, because it's the Malachi is taking it from Shusayach through Rosh Hashanah, into Rosh Hashanah. So then we should have the aside of the Ramban. So rolling should also be chayiv, because that's Akiras Rishus. Mishlam, according to the Meiri, that the chayiv is Dalam's Rosh Hashanah. And the Akira Nach is only incidental, so the Akira doesn't have to be in the Rosh Hashanah. So that wouldn't be called Akiras Rishus. But he tied as he argues. Now, you know what he says here? Nice Dalad, and we're getting to the end. That is the main point of this first shtickle of the Tzitzis Chaim. He brings a kapas tmar Rosh Hashanah. And I think I know why he says it. The kapas tmar Rosh Hashanah says, you know, Rabbi, remember we learned that when you pick something up, you only chayv if you had in mind to bring it out. I mean, in the beginning of Shabbos, tmar is in the beginning of Shabbos. If you pick it up to put it down, and you didn't have in mind to carry it out, and then you change your mind to carry it out, you're not chayiv. The akira has to be, remember Malachas Mashevis, you have to pick it up in mind to take it out. So he quotes a kapas tma, shesoram, the Rosh Hashanah. The b'mavir lo bar akira, that's lotzi. By mavir, if you pick it up, not to carry it, you don't need akira menas lotzi. Interesting. He's making a chiluk, kapas tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah, between Rishis Yachtu Shizuram and Dalam's Shizuram. Why Rishis Yachtu Shizuram? When you pick it up, you have to mind to take it out. So maybe he's answering Taisus Kasha, because Taisus says, why would the geyser pick it up, Rishis Yachtu Shizuram? Because when you picked it up, you didn't mean to carry it out necessarily. But to be chayv dams, which is a rabbin, you don't have to pick it up to mas to chayv dams. This is the chiddush of the kapas.
Where did you get that from?
I think to answer Taisus Kasha.
And it's not Malachas Mashevis. There's a svar to all this.
Right.
He says,
maybe with Salach HaMashim Sinai Balams. I don't know. We got it from. It's a big chiddush in kapas tomorrow. So he says, so we told him, Achleks, the Meiri and Taisus. According to the Meiri, you'd be chayiv, even if you didn't pick it up, to take it to the next Rishus HaYachid, because the chayiv is Dal Ramas. Imkein Lefid, the Meiri, is the one who learns that if you pick it up, Rishus HaYachid, and you carry Dalamas and Rishus HaYachid, you put it down Rishus HaYachid, the chayiv is Dal Ramas, Rishus HaRabim. Kein Dachim Shumad. So you don't need to pick it up, Amanas. That you're going to carry it for Amos. Ulam, im sug malacha kach.
You still need an akira, and you don't have an akira because you didn't. The akira was not with the mind of doing it. So
but remember, the kapis tmarim says the chiyuv dal Amos, which is around, you don't have to pick it up and mind to do it. So according to the Meiri, if you carry from Shizel to Shizram through Shizram, that's like carrying the arms.
This is a hybrid. This is you're a hybrid.
You're allowed to do it. Ulam says the Nachum Zemba, if you're going to learn like we said, it's a new malacha. The chiv is not dal arams v'shusram. In sug malacha kachi shapir ishlam. Zem malachas machshevs. You need machlev v'shevs. V'mishkan shem malachas machshevs. K'rashi chadim. So he's saying, enachinam. According, if you learn like Taisvis, then you need to pick it up and mind to take it to Shishak to the Shagam through the Shusarab. So maybe that's why the Gemara says Talam's Shusarab. That would answer the Shita's Kasha. It's another terrace to the Shita's Kasha. I'm not Shita's Kasha, Taisus Kasha. Why did Mar say Talam's Shusarab? Why did Mar answer Shishak to Shusarab? So if you hold, like the Meiri, you could say, so he picked it up. He didn't pick it up in mind to be Muncie. And for Dal Ramas Shizam, you don't need that. So you chai for Dal Ramas, which is a rabbi. But if it's a new malacha, it's a new sub malacha, so you need to pick it up. You need to pick it up. That's classic. If it's a new sub malacha, that's his other pshat in the Chiv Mavi. The new malacha, like Munchit from Mavi, from Shizach, Mishach, and Tzuru, which is a rabbi. So then you'd have to pick it up on mind for that. So maybe that's why. So with that answer, I don't know if he's in, I don't know what he's answering. He's just saying that according to the Kapas Tamar, it'd be a chiluk how you learn when you're carrying Dalam Sarab, Akira Nanach.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com